Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
I think that all of us know this song. I think most of you just sang with me. It makes us think of children's sermons and Sunday school pictures of children gathered at the knee of Jesus. It makes perfect sense to us that Jesus would welcome children, get down on their level and talk to them and make them feel special. That is how we treat children. We love them, we indulge them. There are whole industries centered on selling toys and sweets and sweet cereals to children. Early learning, camps, and lessons to give our children their best lives. The story about Jesus welcoming children, which is told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospels, comes from a very different culture. It is difficult for us to imagine the place of children in the ancient world, or why the disciples would discourage parents trying to bring their young children to Jesus. In the book, True to Our Native Land, Michael Joseph Brown offers a context for the reality of children in first century Palestine. We should dismiss ideas of childhood bliss when we read this passage, he says. Childhood in antiquity was difficult. 50% of children died before the age of 5. They were the weakest members of society. They were fed last and received the smallest and least desirable portions of food. They were the first to suffer from famine, war, disease, and natural disasters. A minor had the same status as an enslaved person, and it was not until adulthood that they could be considered a free person. By welcoming children, Jesus shows that these small people of low status are important to God. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus has already spoken to his disciples about the value and status of children. They had asked him, "Who will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus brought forward a small child and said, "Unless you are like one of these little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." And he said, "Whenever you welcome a child such as this, you welcome me." So I don't know how the disciples so quickly forgot and started sending away the children. In these stories, Jesus makes children, little children who don't contribute to society and have the lowest status, an illustration of the welcome the reign of God offers to the least of these, tax collectors and sinners, outcasts, and the people that the religious leaders send away. Minister Olive Elaine Hinant writes, "Throughout Matthew's gospel, we see Jesus crossing social, political, and religious boundaries to associate with people whom others consider inappropriate, immoral, or contemptible, but who are invited to become the growing reign of God." The wind and the allergies. In his concern for the vulnerable, Jesus is following in the faith of his Jewish ancestors. We read from Deuteronomy a part of the instruction God gave to the Hebrew people as they prepared to enter the Holy Land. God tells them that they are to be aware of the most vulnerable among them, immigrants who are strangers in the land, widows and orphans who have no status and must rely on charity. God tells God's people to protect and care for those vulnerable ones among them. And God tells them to remember to do that because they themselves were already rescued by God. They themselves have been foreigners in a strange land. They have been slaves redeemed by God. And so now God tells them to give that same care. And it is important for us to recognize that God is not just giving these instructions to individual people of faith, but to the whole community of faith. Indeed, to the whole society of God's people come together in covenant with God. God is giving instructions that they should leave the gleanings in the field, leave some of the fruit in the tree for these most vulnerable people to collect. If you remember in the story of Ruth, that is how Ruth, when they first come back to the land of Israel, how they are fed is by taking the gleanings, the leftovers, from the fields of Boaz. As followers of Jesus, we are called to generosity with our resources for the sake of the vulnerable people around us. As a community of God's people, we are called to work together for their sake. And we do in our food collection and our quilting and our outreach to unhoused neighbors and in so many ways. And these scriptures also call us as a community of faith into that work of advocacy, into creating a society that protects and cares for the most vulnerable. Those who are hungry or unhoused, those who lack access to health care, the children who are too young to speak for themselves when they are hurt. Our theme for this week in Lent is the good news is protection and care for the vulnerable. It is a reminder to us of our responsibilities as followers of Jesus. And it is good news to us as well. It is good news because it calls us into community, a community which is inclusive and practices hope and forgiveness together. And it is good news because as much as we hate to admit it in our individualistic do-it-myself culture, we have all been vulnerable at some time. And we will all be vulnerable again. We experience illness and addiction. We know what it means to be the stranger. We know grief or loneliness or depression. We experience the vulnerability of a minority status or neurodivergence. We know the vulnerabilities of aging. And in all these things, we know God loves and welcomes us. We see that when Jesus loves and welcomes children, it is not because of their great faith and good works. It is because they are God's children, first and foremost. And so are we. Relationship with God begins in God's love for us. As baptized children of God, our very identity begins there. When we are feeling strong and independent, or when we are lost and in need, and at all the times in between, we are God's beloved, welcomed into the community of God's people and into the eternal reign of God. Please sing with me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Amen.